Woof, 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 non-chasers, show me the money. You should know how this works. Us four get together, give you our best bets for the evening's racing. Joined by Shagger, Kenny and Benny. Gentlemen, how are we doing?
Very well, thanks.
All good.
Very well, thanks.
Benny, my boy, hard in the mouth stuff last night as your tip saluted. It did it the hard way. That's not how you're meant to do it in a sprint race, but it got the chockies nonetheless.
Yeah, had a bit on him. I found a little bit of trouble and got blocked a few times, but got the job done.
You held up the flag for the team last night, getting the only winner, the rest of us all getting placings. Kenny, is that the fifth second in a row, confirm or deny?
Yeah, it's the fifth second. So my first tip I put up last week won, and everything's come second since. He was absolutely pummeled at the first bend. It was zipping Sheldon at the Gardens. He ran a flyer to come second, but I don't think he was ever going to beat the eventual winner of the race anyway. So
second's hurt. I also came second. I wasn't quick out the boxes and then sort of got a little bit jammed and then flew home. And it was just, you know, all three of us messaged in to the WhatsApp group at the same time saying moral beaten. And I think that was the case. Shagger, yours came third. Quick synopsis.
Yeah, blew the start. Mustered up quickly after that. But yeah, just was never going to catch the winner, the reserve, which ran really quick time. So that was the tail.
Let's whip into it, straight into it. Show me the money for Wednesday evening.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Let's start with you, Shagger. What do we got tonight?
Shepparton Greyhounds, race number two. So looking at number eight, Grawlix, who was really unlucky on debut. Looked like it was going to pass Jason Thompson's dog, Private, which had a win at Warrigal last night in handy time. In this race, the three and the four are likely to show some early pace. There's a dog in box five, Jody's Boy, who has shown a bit of ability, but I think doesn't get away all that well, and from the squeeze draw might find it a bit hard. So number eight, Grawlix, I think might get around and have a win.
Like it. And the price, mate, just to...
I think we're around $3.10 as we speak.
Very juicy. Benny Shaw, you're only as good as your last tip, mate.
That's true.
And you got a winner last time. So what do we got tonight? Where are we going?
Albion Park race 10, mate. So this is a twilight meeting, but we're in the last race, so it jumps at 20-7. It's race 10, number 4, Dynamo Was. I think this is, again, just a... This is probably the best tip I've, the most confident I've been on a dog over the past sort of week. I think it leads and wins very easily, and it's even money at this stage. So race 10, number 4 at Albion Park, Dynamo Was.
Like that from you, Benny. Just rolls in with a bit of swagger. Kenny, my boy, you said you're going to go back to Perth. Is that the case?
Yeah, we're heading back to Cannington, race 6 tonight. I'm going to go with box 3, Fernando Starr. This is a very clear two-dog race between himself and box 4 Starbrook. They met each other last time out. Fernando won the race. Starbrook was the $1.10.5. Tonight's betting's $1.80 Starbrook, $2.20 Fernando. They got into a bit of tussle last week and Fernando came out the better dog. So I think the prices should be reversed this time. So I think he's a bit of value, $2.20.
Like it. And I still love it how you say five instead of five. It's the Irish in your blood, mate. I am going for Ballarat race 8, number 6, up and about at $6.50. And if this dog can salute, I will be more than up and about at the price. Some nice chunky value there. Quick little tidbit, boys. If we multied everything for a win bet last night, it was paying 71 as the 70-1 as the multi. If you place multied it, it paid $2.01. Pretty remarkable, and you would have got it. So maybe there's something in the place multis of the four tips you could suggest, gentlemen. Well, you're not going to say anything, boys. You don't agree with me, or that's all, boys. That's all, boys. We'll wrap it up. We'll get it out on the channels. Tune in, and of course, if you are going to follow us in, please do so in a responsible manner. Hooroo.
See ya.
Cheers, Pat.
See ya.